Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
We wanted to head downtown and check in with our friend Matt Markham. He's on the roof at the Michigan Mutual Mortgage Building in downtown Port Huron with the CAN Council, raising money for them. It's Community Roof Sit. Matt, you went up there yesterday afternoon. How's everything going so far?
Good morning, Paul. So far, everything is pretty rock solid. All week long, I was looking at the forecast last week, but I got lucky. We've only had about 10 minutes worth of rain, and it was from 4:05 to 4:15 this morning, and it wasn't wasn't too bad. Woke me up, but I've been up ever since then because I couldn't really go back to sleep since I'm in a tent. But all's been good. We're raising money, doing what we do for 28 years now.
What is the best way for somebody to help out if they are so inclined to do that this week?
There's actually quite a few ways. You can literally stop by the building. You can honk. You can wave to me. We've got some volunteers on the ground floor. Right here at the corner of Military and Water in downtown Port Huron. You can call 810-966-9911. Make a donation. It could be like $5. It could be $25. All of it is great. If you are a local business owner, it's always fun to challenge other businesses as well. It's a great way to get free advertising, too. And an easy, quick, simple one, if you don't want to talk to anyone, our station website, WSAQ.com. You can go there. We got links for you to make the donation. Tons of ways to do it and to give back and to make sure that we keep the kids in our community safe.
All right. You got a long week ahead. I know. What do you look forward to in these next few days?
I look forward to the food. The food. I get treated very well with the food, but I do enjoy talking with community members and community leaders to fully understand what it is that the CAN Council does year in and year out. I'm like re-educated, and I get to re-educate listeners as to what everything the Child Abuse and Neglect Council does, how they are helping kids, not just here in Port Huron. That's a big thing that I think a lot of people need to realize is it's throughout the entire county of St. Clair County. And I'm looking forward to doing what we can to beat last year's numbers and make it another successful year for the CAN Council.
All right. We wish you all the best. Good luck up there. And I hope that you have looks like the weather's not bad for the rest of this week. Chance of rain tomorrow, but then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you're nice. It's not too hot, not too cold. You should be pretty comfortable up there.
It's looking like it's going to be pretty good, and that's what I'm hoping for because, you know, when the weather's good, everyone's in a good mood, and that means we do a great job up here on the roof.
What are we having for breakfast this morning?
Oh, I already had some Chef Shells, and I think I've got some more coming too. To be honest, we've got some team members coming up here, and we're gonna chow down on some breakfast momentarily. So I'm getting treated very well.
All right, well, let's get back to it, Matt. Thanks for giving us a few minutes. We'll check in later in the week.
As always, thanks, Paul. Hold the fort down in the studio, please.
We're trying. Good luck. Take care. Bye bye.
Bye.